The number of talents distributed to each servant is unequal. The parable teaches that very, very plainly. Some are more talented than others. Maturity comes when you begin to realize two things. First of all, this is a very unjust world in which we live. Nobody's going to treat you justly. The quicker you understand that, the more mature you are. That you're not going to get a fair shake in this world. Just nail that down. That's the first point of maturity. The second point of maturity is somebody can always do it better than you do. And the quicker you realize that, the less frustrated and dissatisfied you're going to be. I've always wanted to be the best of something, and every time I've wanted to be the best of something, there's 8 or 10 other best people who are so much further ahead of me, I'll never catch up with them. Just can't do it. And I've begun to realize there's always somebody who can do it better than me. God is not calling me to be the best. He's just calling me to give it what I have. That's all. That's all. And so when I begin to understand that the number of talents distributed to each servant is unequal, some are more talented than others. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not all the same. Otherwise, we would have no need for anyone else. No one is equal in talent. That's just not what God is saying. No one has all the talents, but no one is empty-handed either. What we have is important to what's going on in the body of Christ. All of us are valuable regardless of our gift. We must not think we can do or are expected to do what every other Christian can accomplish. I get intimidated when I get around people who are better than I am in all things. I begin to realize God is saying, I don't want you to evaluate your life on how well that person does anything. That's not your standard of measurement. Neither can we ask or expect others to do what God has specifically enabled us to perform. There are certain things that only you can do. Now, granted, there's somebody who can probably do it better, but they won't do it. They're too lazy, or they're too undisciplined, or they're too arrogant, or they've got their nose stuck in the air, or they've been called someplace else to do it. That's not the evaluation. You just have to understand that it's imperative for us to see that. And in this, we discover the extreme importance of each believer fulfilling his or her role in the kingdom of God, not only to the degree that we use our talents, but to the degree that we make it possible for others to use their talents, and when that is done, the kingdom is satisfied.